Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 13. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. A wise child accepts a parent's discipline. A mocker refuses to listen to correction. Wise words will win you a good meal, but treacherous people have an appetite for violence. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper. The godly hate lies. The wicked cause shame and disgrace. Godliness guards the path of the blameless, but the evil are misled by sin. Some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. The rich can pay a ransom for their lives, but the poor won't even get threatened. The life of the godly is full of light and joy, but the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. People who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who respect a command will succeed. The instruction of the wise is like a life-giving fountain. Those who accept it avoid the snares of death. A person with good sense is respected. A treacherous person is headed for destruction. Wise people think before they act. Fools don't, and even brag about their foolishness. An unreliable messenger stumbles into trouble, but a reliable messenger brings healing. If you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept correction, you will be honored. It is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Trouble chases sinners, while blessings reward the righteous. Good people leave an inheritance to their grandchildren, but the sinner's wealth passes to the godly. A poor person's farm may produce much food, but injustice sweeps it all away. Those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them. Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 13 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. This chapter has a lot of wisdom about the company we keep. It is summarized in verse 20. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. The company we keep greatly affects our lives. It can change how we treat our parents. From what we just read together in verse 1, the words we hear, which is written in verses 2 and 5, how hard we work, referenced in verse 4, and how honestly we act, which we heard in verse 7. Most of all, this chapter has a lot of verses about accepting advice in verses 10, 13, 14, 15, and even in verse 18, and that advice needs to be coming from people who have wisdom and know the Lord, the foundation of wisdom. For more reference, read on your own in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. We need to be surrounded by people who devotedly follow Christ. That does not mean, and many Christians have made the mistake here, that all our friends should be Christians. We could not fulfill the Great Commission, as it was written in Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 through 20 and also written in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, unless we had real connections with people who don't know Christ. Often what people need most is not advice but just the facts. The Proverbs sometimes tell us what we should do, and sometimes just tell us the way things are. This helps us accept that there is a moral order to the world, and we need to change to grow into God's goodness. Lazy people want much but get little, which is referenced in verse 4. This verse doesn't tell people what to do. It just states the fact. Verse 8 says that the rich can pay a ransom for their lives, that's good, but the poor won't even get threatened, even better. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life, from what we read earlier in verse 2. Sharing the facts of wisdom shows that a person has good sense, and those with good sense are respected, also shown to us in verse 15 from this chapter. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you listen more and give advice less? In what ways are you being intentional about the people with whom you are spending time? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.